السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah, God Almighty, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from the time of Adam alayhi salam to Prophet Nuh, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and do not die except in the state of faith, in the state of Islam. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We seek His mercy, and we seek His guidance. The world in which we live has good and bad, has evil as well as virtues, has love and hate, peace and violence. We see today a lot of conflict. The conflict going on in Ukraine. There is a war going on. Millions of people are displaced from their homes. And before that, and still, a big part of the Muslim world, people are going through difficulties in Yemen, in Iraq. People are suffering in Burma, suffering in China, in Kashmir, and Palestine. And also, the difficulty that Muslims, large number of Muslims are facing in India, especially the new elections that just finished. So there are all kinds of threats and fears and difficulties. And very sad event happened last Friday in Peshawar, where the masjid, at the time of prayer, when the prayer was going on, somebody bombed the masjid. And more than 70, 80 people killed, and hundreds of people injured. Terrible, terrible things are happening in this world. But at the same time, we have mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, تَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهِ أَنْ يَسْتُرَ عَوْرَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْ يُؤَمِّنَ رَوْعَاتِكُمْ. Expose yourself to the breeze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nafahat, like beautiful wind, breeze coming, comforting, precious, good. So open yourself, تَعْرَضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ. Open yourself to the breeze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has the breezes of His rahmah that He is giving for His servants. So open for yourself for that. There is the breeze of the mercy of Allah every morning at tahajjud time. So get up and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive that breeze. There's the breeze of the mercy of Allah on Friday when you come for Jum'ah prayer. Mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. The special mercy of Allah. And there is the breeze of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are inshallah going to have in the month of Ramadan. So تَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. So these breezes of the mercy of Allah, Allah give them to some of His servants to benefit from, to enjoy and receive the blessings. And He says, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَنْ يَسْتُرَ عَوْرَاتِكُمْ, that Allah cover your mistakes, your shortcomings, your shameful deeds sometimes you do. May Allah cover that. And وَيُؤَمِّنَ رَوْعَاتِكُمْ, and Allah protect you from your fears, anxieties, and the difficulties. May Allah save you from that, protect you from that. May Allah save all of us from that. So, we are now in the month of Sha'ban, the 8th month of the Islamic lunar calendar. And very soon we'll have the month of Ramadan, a very blessed month, a great month. The Sha'ban is a prelude for Ramadan. It's like something, big thing is going to happen, and before that, there is some blessings also come. Sha'ban is also a great month. That's why it's called Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. Ramadan al-Mubarak and Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. The great Sha'ban. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as is mentioned by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she says, I never saw the Prophet fasting as much in any month except, of course, the month of Ramadan. He used to fast the whole month. But there's no other month in which he fasted as much as he fasted in Sha'ban. He used to fast often in the month of Sha'ban. Almost the whole month he used to fast. Not all of it, but almost the whole month he used to fast. So Sha'ban is a great month. And Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu said, I asked the Prophet, why do you fast in this month so much that you don't fast in any other month as much as you fast here in this month of Sha'ban? And of course, fasted the whole month of Ramadan. And the Prophet said, this is the month that many people don't pay much attention to it. It comes between Rajab and Ramadan. So people pay attention to Rajab and they pay attention to Ramadan, but they don't pay much attention to Sha'ban. And he said, in this month, the a'mal, the good deeds of the servant of Allah are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want that my deeds are presented to Allah while I am fasting. So arzul a'mal takes place. And arzul a'mal also takes place for every day's act in the morning and on Friday, and in a similar way, our annual deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban. Allah knows the way they are presented, but it is good to have good deeds, righteous deeds, beneficial deeds, the deeds of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should do. Now, some people think that this happens in the middle of Sha'ban, nisf in Sha'ban. And there are some ahadith about that, that Ardul A'mal happens on the middle of Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. But scholars of hadith, the most careful scholars of hadith, they say none of the ahadith on the subject are authentic. They are not strong ahadith. So there is nothing, no basis for the middle of Sha'ban. There is no special prayers for the middle of Sha'ban. There is no fast special for the month of Sha'ban, for the middle of Sha'ban. And all the other things that people associate with that, none of these things come from authentic ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So what we have to do, we should pay attention to the authentic ahadith. And what is authentic is, that is Sha'ban should be the time when people start paying attention to the coming of the month of Ramadan. So Sha'ban is the preparation. People call it is muqaddimah for Ramadan. It is like a preface for the great book. It is forward. So we are looking forward for Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban. And we have to prepare for Ramadan. Ramadan is a great month. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. The book of guidance, clear signs of guidance, and also criteria between the right and wrong. So whosoever among you is present, not traveling, not sick, should fast. Must fast. فَلْيَصُمْ. So fasting is obligatory. Fasting is fard in the month of Ramadan. And fasting is not something that is given to us only, Muslims, but it was given to all the followers of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us, before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may learn taqwa. Taqwa is a very important term of the Quran, my brothers and sisters. It is sum total of all the virtues that Quran teaches, that are taught in Islam. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu very nicely explained the components of taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is, of course, the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, observance of our duties towards Allah. But taqwa has three important things. One is, أَن تَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ وَلَا تَنْسَاهُ, that you keep Allah always in your mind. Don't forget Him. Don't forget Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Be not like those who forgot Allah. And Allah made them to forget themselves. When they forgot Allah, they don't know who they are. What is their role? What is the purpose of their life? And those people become corrupt people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. So first point, keep Allah in mind. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember it, of course, by your tongue, by zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. But more than that is, keep Him in your mind, in your heart. Always, don't forget Allah. Don't overlook Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing about taqwa, that you tashkur Allah wa la takfur. Be thankful to Allah. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be ungrateful to Allah. There are many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that each one of us have in our life. Your own self, your own health, your own opportunities that you have. All of these things that you have, be thankful to Allah for that. Be thankful to your family. Be thankful for your job. Be thankful for your environment in which you are living, wherever you are living. Be thankful to Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And Allah says, if you are thankful, I'll give you more. More blessing you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَأَن تَشْكُرَ وَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Kufr does not mean only disbelief. Kufr does not only mean that you deny Allah, you reject Allah. Kufr is also that you be unthankful to Allah. Not give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, أَن تَشْكُرَ وَلَا تَكْفُرْ. And the third thing he said, that is very important part of taqwa, أَن تُطِيعَهُ وَلَا تَعْصِيَهُ. That you obey Allah and don't disobey Him. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything, in every aspect of your life. Not only in the masjid, but outside. In your work, in your school, with your neighbors, everyone. Wherever you are, you treat people the way Allah wants you to treat them. In the good way, in the right way. So obey Allah and do not disobey Him. And the month of fasting comes to teach us that. To train us into that. Fasting is the best method, best prescription for teaching all these things. Remembrance of Allah, shukr of Allah, obedience to Allah. So that's why it was given by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all people. Allah mentioned that. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كُمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting is given to you as it was given to everyone before you. All the people. Allah knows how they used to fast, what kind of ways they used to fast. But we have our own way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Our Prophet told us, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to observe fast according to the way of Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So now is the time to prepare yourself. Because the month of Ramadan is coming. And you can see that within a few days, few weeks, you will have the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, the first fasting will be on the 2nd of April. And we'll pray Tarawih prayer on the first and the night of the 1st of April. So get ready for that. Get ready physically. Make your plan. Make your arrangement. Make your schedule accordingly, that you will be coming, inshallah, to pray your Tarawih prayers. And then from the next day, you will fast every day. So you know your timings of the beginning of the fast and ending of the fast. And planning for that. It's very important to plan your work, your schedule, that how you are going to change that. It's all going to change. Your eating time is going to change. Your getting up time, your waking up time will change. Your sleeping time will change. So arrange for that. You start reducing your sleep at night now, from now. So you will not have problem there at that time. And in a similar way, reduce your intake of coffee and tea, all your addictions. Reduce that so that when you start fasting, inshallah, it will not create problem for you. And if somebody has a health problem, of course, those who are sick, they're allowed not to fast. But if you have some sickness that you can still fast, check with your doctor. Find out what will be the proper way that you can take your medicine and then also fast. So maybe you can rearrange your medicine and fast. So check with that. Because if you have excuse, genuine excuse, you are allowed not to fast and make up later. Or those who are very sick, terminally sick, they can pay fidya. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. They can do that. But otherwise, if you can take medicine and still fast, then you should fast. But check with your doctor for that. So physical arrangement, physical preparation. The second thing is your spiritual preparation, your tawbah. Because sin prevents people from obedience. So make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever mistakes you have done, ask Allah to forgive you. Ask Allah's forgiveness. And once you are forgiven, you will have more tawfiq, more hidayah to do the right thing. So ask Allah's forgiveness. And ask forgiveness of those to whom you have done wrong. Your spouse, your family members, your neighbors, your co-workers, if you have done something wrong, ask them to forgive you. And you forgive them. So the more you forgive, the better you will feel. And the better you are ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritually is that you read more Quran. And you start reading the Quran now in the month of Sha'ban. That's why some of the Salaf, they used to call the month of Sha'ban Shahr al-Qurra, month of the readers of the Quran. And people used to read more Quran in the month of Sha'ban and so that they can continue in the month of Ramadan. And the more you read the Quran, the more you receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Qurra are those who recite the Quran in Taraweeh prayers. Of course, for them is the rehearsal time. So they do more reading, so they are ready for Taraweeh prayer. And have spiritual preparation, that means your longing, your desire, your motivation, that inshallah will take full benefit of this time when they come. Because what happens normally, that people are very enthusiastic in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and after a few days, enthusiasm goes. And then you will see first few nights, a lot of people for Taraweeh prayers. And then slowly the number goes down. And then come the end of Ramadan, then start people coming again. That's not the way of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the whole month. Allah has not given us a few nights of the beginning and few nights at the end. Actually, this is a statement that in the awwaluhu maghfira, awwaluhu rahma, wa usatuhu maghfira, wa akhiru itqu minan nar. Beginning of the month of Ramadan is mercy, and the middle is forgiveness, and the end is the liberation from the hellfire. There's no hadith like that. The whole month of Ramadan is rahmah. The whole month of Ramadan is maghfirah. The whole month of Ramadan is itqu minan nar. So there is no such thing the first 10 days are rahmah, and the middle is maghfirah, and the end is itqu minan nar. There is no hadith. This is just saying of somebody. So it is important to take advantage of every day of the month of Ramadan, every night of the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, you will receive the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning to the end. and do not miss any day without any genuine excuse. If there is an excuse, yes, sir. من كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخرى. If somebody is traveling, if somebody is sick, then they can make it up later. So اللهم بلغنا رمضان ووفقنا لما فيه لما تحب وترضى. والله help us reach the month of Ramadan and guide us that we take full advantage of this month. There is something called Iman and the other is Ihtisab. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with Iman, that means his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong and doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtisaban, and ihtisab is remembering that there will be a day of judgment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will going to question me about my deeds, about my faith, about my relationship with him. إيمانا واحتسابا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in our iman. اللهم حبب لنا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. I'm very happy that we have our friend Ed Turner brought his group of students from various schools as well as churches here. So we welcome them on behalf of the Islamic Society of Orange County and thanking them to come and visit. It's very important to come and visit your neighbors and know about them. Unfortunately, a lot of Islamophobia, misunderstandings about Islam, the fear of Islam, propaganda against Islam is happening and it has increased in the recent days. So it is important, and how you can overcome that? By meeting people, going there, visit the centers. And alhamdulillah, thank Allah that we have many Islamic centers in this area and all over. So it is good that this kind of relationship, and we ourselves try to present to other people and know other people and do not have any misunderstanding, make propaganda against anybody. Islam teaches peace, good relations, dialogue, understanding. That is the message of Islam. I pray for a number of people who are not well. May Allah bless them and give them shifa. There is a baby, Muhammad Harun, our brother Muhammad Rafi, brother Naqshuddin Momand, brother Haitham Bundakchi, brother Muhammad Maqdoumi, sister Nagila Halimi, sister Nargis Akhtar, brother Munib Khan, and Sheikh Hafiz Yahya from the Jama Masjid of Burma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifaan la yuadiru saqam. Allahumma shfih mardana ya Allah. Allahumma shfih mardana. Allahumma shfih mardana. And then also make dua maghfira. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive brother Salim al-Amin, sister Fatima Ibrahim, brother Ahmed Azadzoy, brother Nizamuddin Ahmed, brother Muhammad Makhdoumi, and brother Hakim Nazari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta shifaan la yuqadiru suqma. Wallah, we pray to you to bless them and give them shifa, heal them ya Allah. And also we'll be praying Salatul Janazah for two people, brother Hussein Parsa Basir, may Allah bless him. Our condolences to his daughters, Hadia and Hale, and burial will take place in El Toro Memorial in Lake Forest. and also Brother Muhammad Naseem Qureshi. May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah. Our condolences to his wife, Sister Shaista, and his daughters, Hina, Ruby, and Sana, and son Umar, son-in-law, Farhan Abdul, and Usman Muhammad, and 7 grandchildren, and all the relatives and friends who are here in Orange County or overseas. And his burial will be in Forest Lawn Memorial in Cyprus. Inshallah, we'll have Salatul Janaza for them after our Salat. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a, Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala al-sayyidain al-shahidain Abi Muhammad al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa ala ummihima Fatimah al-Zahra wa ala ammihi al-mu'azzamain al-mukarramain inda Allahi wa al-Nas al-Hamzati wa al-Abbas wa ala sa'ir al-Sahabati wa al-Tabi'in ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استووا واستقيموا please make straight lines be close to each other الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We have Salat al-Janaza. Few members from both families, brothers, can come in the front area. So that we start with Salat al-Janaza. Where is the second one? Is it two? Only one? They should not put it so much, and they put it in the middle. Can some people come and bring it? Young people, put it in the middle. A little more. That's. Thank you. Hussain Parsa? Or Naseem Qureshi? Naseem Qureshi? Okay. So we'll be praying Salat al-Janaza for Naseem Qureshi. We have only one person. Please. Come here. Three people can stand here. For Salat al Janaza, come forward. For Salat al Janaza, four takbirat, and the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, recite Tasbih, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, Tabarak asmuk. Or you can say Surah al Fatiha. And the second takbir after that, you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And the third takbir after that is special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness, Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. Or simply say Allahumma aghfir lahu warham. And then fourth takbir and then salam on both sides. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma ighfir lahu. Allahumma ighfir lahu. Allahumma ighfir lahu. Wa la atina fi dunya hasanah. Barakallah. Inshallah we'll pray 2 rakah sunnah and then after that body will be taken.